depending on how you define state-sponsored terrorism, giving money to terrorists seems to be, and your nation-state, it seems to be clearly state-sponsored terrorism. But it's not particularly different than Pakistan, that has supported the Taliban and the Haqqani family in their efforts to kill American women and men in Afghanistan for decades. And so, you know, the Russians are absolutely no different than Pakistan in this regard.
What should be done to deal with Russia in this situation?
Well, that's the problem when you're dealing with an amoral, unlimited nation state that now, as we've just begun to discuss, is a state sponsor of terror. It gets pretty hard to, you know, take action against. I mean, do you do kinetic action is obviously not available to us. Then there is diplomatic efforts that you could apply to Russia. There's economic efforts you could apply to Russia. There's travel prohibitions. There are financial sanctions you can impose. I think the United States has pretty much used all of those against Russia for previous behavior that we believe to be inappropriate and for a nation state and was not in American best interest. And the Russians appear to be impervious to and insoluble in that, and they haven't modified their behavior a bit, principally because the Russians don't act rationally. They are reptilian, and the fact of the matter is that the Russians don't have to win, you just have to lose.
Huh, very interesting. So basically we as a nation just have to sit back and just let it happen, or what?
Well, do we sit back and do nothing? The answer is no. That's not in our best interest. What we can do may be limited. There may be options available to the President of the United States that are unknown to me, that we haven't tried, but that for, you know, informed decision reasons, the president's chosen not to take action. And we've seen that, you know, this president seems to be a little reticent to engage hard against the Russian Federation. But the fact of the matter is, doing nothing sends a powerful message, not only to Russia and to the Taliban, but doing nothing also sends messages to our adversaries, our allies, to the administration, our own administration, the U.S. Congress, and to the American people.
The intelligence community is making it very clear to people in the intelligence community that whomever leaked this is in some big trouble if they find them. Regardless of whether they find them, they're in big trouble. And the question that I want to put to you about that is, how far do they go? Should they go in this particular situation? Because it's my understanding that, you know, there are some people who are really concerned that this was taking place and it wasn't on the radar of the people that it should have been on. And so how far should the intelligence go to try to punish these people who brought this to the fore?
Well, I think as a matter of, just as a general matter, I think leaking classified material, whether the leaker believes that there is a noble purpose or not, the fact of the matter is that that's a crime that should be investigated. Now, assessing whether there was nobility in the leaking is a different issue, but separate and distinct from a criminal investigation. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, this is something that the intelligence community needs to certainly investigate, punish if they find the perpetrator. But then, you know, there are other aspects of this story that say, you know, was there a proximate reason for the United States of America to take action? And then to discuss whether the inaction, or maybe even there was action taken, you know, was appropriate in terms of the Russian behavior.
Doug Wise, former Deputy Director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. G.G. Green, WTOP News.